Oh, are we live?
We're live, boys.
We're live. Okay. I was in the green room doing things in the backstage. Yeah. Episode 56, you know, Happy New Year, right? We're back at it with our sponsor. Maybe OSF can give a little background on them. We're renewed contract. We got many more weeks ahead. We've done a whole year plus already. I mean, yeah, we've been in the trenches doing this show for a long time. So let's hear about it.
Welcome to Ret Radio, first episode of 2024, everyone. As usual, we are still running with our friends and sponsors at Rollbit for another year. So we have two codes to give away as usual.
Another year.
I just said another year.
I was like, first the renewal. You've done it on a year, Rollbit.
I hope another year. We got two codes to give away as usual. We also have the loot box spins back today. Return of the loot box spins. So
return of the loot spins.
Yeah. So we'll do that at the end of the show as well. Make sure you guys are quote tweeting or retweeting even. Sorry, the pinned tweet on the Ret Radio account. We'll probably pick from that again. But yeah, the first code to give away is SohoRect251. SohoRect251. And we'll have one more code to give away at the end. And shout out again to Rollbit for sponsoring the show.
Absolutely. Where is Soho? He's in the background somewhere. Some say he's at Disney World with the loud connection. Again, I mean, he's known for the good connections. We had the car the first time. This time we've got the fucking, I don't know, Harry Potter theme in the background. Where the hell are you?
Literally out in Universal Studios, but outside Diagon Alley, so... Literally in the
alley,
even the Harry Potter world as I can be.
Nice, man. Well, that's magical. Hopefully we get some crypto magic in these moves. I mean, we've had some volatility overnight. Feel like I'm back. I finally caught a nice little short, flipped long. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm just saying I'm back. We lost Mando now. I don't know what happened to that guy, but it feels good to have the volatility back for sure. I think a lot of leverage got flushed in the system. Now you got the ETF on deck potentially again. You could see a nice little run back up. I don't know. What's everyone been doing? What are you positioned in? Yeah.
You go. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I think the leverage flush was required. I didn't know. I mean, it was a very aggressive flush. I don't know if you were live at the time when it was happening, but like, I think I jumped on free exchanges trying to buy stuff, like literally market buy, and nothing was working. Like even like I was on Bybit, I was on Binance, I was on DYDX. Like it was pretty rough, but it was golden opportunity. I mean, these are the kind of, that's what's great about crypto, right? Like these are the kind of wicks you keep waiting for. The best part is most people, you know, when they see that, they panic and they short. But those are the ones you want to be grabbing. And, you know, people who bought it were rewarded instantly. I mean, funding was phenomenal on those wicks. Like, it was 0.01, 0.02 on Solana, Ethereum, AVAX. Like, the exact opposite of what you've been seeing over the last few days. So, it was literally perfection, as you could call it, I think.
But it was a massive leverage wipe, especially in some of these alts. You had, like, Lido and Arbitrum just do fucking 50% nukes and they're already back at highs. So
Sage and Arbitrum both. Oh, Arbitrum crossed $2 after nuking down. I mean, buy strong coins, right? Like that's what it's gotta do.
I like that. Yeah, buy Arbitrum. I think I have an unlock coming in March.
Of course, so you can dump your Arbitrum on us, man. Nice.
No, I'm holding. I'm holding.
Look, I think that's a good point. Like, you have to look at what's strong on days like this. Those are generally the coins that will be strong for the next few weeks. That's just generally, you can just tell. Like, Solana wasn't strong today, and that's like something to notice. Like, all of the stuff that's been surrounding that, I just think it's probably going to take some time to consolidate. A few of the other altcoins, which just kind of got smashed. ETH is felt okay. I'd be like unsurprised if, like, with Lido and Arbitrum pumping, like maybe you get a bit out of the three, let's say, majors in Bitcoin, ETH, Sol. Like, I feel like maybe ETH performed okay, but we needed this. Like, everyone said we needed it. Now funding is in a good spot. I don't, this is one of these things I don't think necessarily we're pumping back today. Like normally after a move like that, everyone takes a little bit of time to get back in the water. I think we'll probably chop around for the next couple of days. But then obviously there's a big catalyst in the ETF, and I think we will go higher after that.
Yeah. No, yeah, it seems like he's still kind of like the bastard child here, though. It's kind of just like stuck, even though with those ETH beta plays like the L2s, and you got fucking Lido and Arbitrum.
There's too much liquidity, man. Way too much liquidity on ETH. It's like Bitcoin last year, like in 2020, 2021, like all the collateral sits in ETH now. All NFTs, shitcoins, everything are pegged to ETH. All the dApps like Uni, Sushi, everything you can think of is all like pegged to ETH, right? So it's so tough. Like you need to see more of this money moving away from ETH like you have been over the last few weeks, like going to other chains, going to Solana, going to AVAX, going to C, going to Sui, going to OP. I mean, that's the only way ETH will pump. Like the wealth effect on ETH is so immense, right? Like everybody we know will get rich if ETH pumps, right? Yeah. And so that's why it won't happen. Like you can't have a situation where everybody gets rich, right? That means a massive exit liquidity event is coming through. So until you get like an ETH ETF, that will be the only way to get like a real pump on it. But even a 2-3% pump on ETH is like, you know, based on how much exposure people have to ETH, it's like having a 2x pump on Solana, right? Like that's what people don't get. KB and maybe not you, but I would think Manda and OSF, you guys probably like in your portfolio, I would say ETH is probably like the max, right? Like, what would you say, 40%, maybe more?
Yeah, 50%? It's definitely the main. For me, it's the main. Yeah,
but that's what I mean, right? That's a great proxy that for us, even a 5% pump or 6-7% pump on ETH is like our Solana portfolio pumping like 5x. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so that's what a lot of people don't get because everybody concentrates and then rotates, right? Rather than having a balanced portfolio, so people are looking for like 5,000 on ETH, but it's like, you don't need that. You just need. Like I'm happy with like even like 2,800. Like I that's fine.
I love how expectations are so low on ETH now. Like give me 2,800, man.
That's true. Fine. I mean, I'm not greedy.
Give me one. Give me a rush.
We'll take it.
He's not wrong. He goes to 5,000. It creates so much wealth for all these people. It's like massive exit liquidity, and people are going to be exiting. It's like these things are hard to do. This thing's hard to move. I don't know. You think everyone's just going to get giga rich because they held ETH? I don't know.
It doesn't work that way. Exactly. Like everyone's not, it's not going to happen. Everyone's in ETH. When you see like everybody we know move to like some other like random chain, like in droves, which you saw kind of with Solana, that's what you need to see more of for like, you know, for that to change. So today was great because like ETH funding in the dump turned to point like negative 0.0203. Like I have not seen that since. Like at all in 2023, like maybe we saw it in like some wick here and there, but I have not seen funding change that negative on any of the majors all year, all of 2023. So this was perfect. I mean, you saw some of these people online, they were like, you know, they had like 200,000-300,000 portfolios built over the year, but they didn't take leverage down. And then one day, today, everything got wiped out. Like even if you had a 5X on this, you got wiped out.
That
was the thing. Solana, who said this, look at the funding here. Like Solana funding is still negative, it looks like.
Yeah,
Audi, which is a recent, I mean, the predictive funding is higher across the board there, but like you still have negative funding on quite a few different things here. If you go down, like AVAX is down, still negative funding. This might change with the next funding reset, but it still looks like. You know, people haven't necessarily dived back in. This has definitely shaken people out a little bit. That is a pretty wild funding reset across the board.
It was way more negative though.
But yeah,
like 2 hours ago.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
Is that what happened? All the apes lost their money.
finally.
I mean, it's funny when you're in these up only markets and shit, and people are just like. Oh, 5%, 10% move is just never possible again. It's like, that's so fucking healthy for everything. And you need resets like that. It's like, people's expectations. Like, oh, Coinbase went down 20% yesterday. If I get things up from $40 in a straight line, how are you surprised at a 20% down move? Tech stocks are getting taken out. High beta stocks are getting taken out. It's like, I don't know. Fucking grow up with your expectations. That's what you need to do. Like, things can go down.
This is so like common in TradFi as well. That like people always see a price move and oh, something must be going on. Something must be going on. It's like something must be going on because Coinbase is down 10%. It's like, no, dude. Like, what? Why were you not saying that when it was up 400%?
Exactly.
Like,
why was it 20% of fucking day? What's going on then?
Bitcoin moved down 5%. It was at 16K. It's up like 150%, and you're sitting there going like, something's going on.
Exactly.
It must be ETFs out. Insiders know something.
No, exactly. Things are up so much. Yeah. So that's what I thought was really funny. Everyone was blaming that article that came out on.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with it.
Dude, it had nothing to do with it.
Someone fucking firm. Literally nothing to do with it.
No. Yeah. I mean, you think some pleb like that has power to move the market 25%? Come on. But everybody needs like a reason, right? I mean, at any given time. Exactly. If you're asking why the market moved at any given time, like that's how you dox yourself as a pleb in crypto. Like, bro, like a 20% move is like it, what do you mean? Like, it's normal. So normal.
But it's only downside you need to scapegoat.
I was saying to OSF that like it reminds me of like you remember having Bloomberg Terminal and you'd always see like the orange big caps headlines. That clearly hit about this. And it was just a headline and everyone just like mega dumped it. And then you look at it, it's like, well, this, it just hit probably the block pro and everyone just mega dumped it. There was nothing really to it. This guy seems like a bit of a clown, but yet now everyone's like, everyone's just like super scared suddenly. It does.
Well, everybody,
what does that say? Analyst? Does that say analyst up there too? You know, the
fucking analyst
is a TradFi.
To be clear,
guys, fucking gets paid like $6K a year. Who gives a shit?
I do the daily roundup. Like Matrixport regularly put out wild predictions. Like I think in December they put out a prediction that Bitcoin was going to be 125K. They've been calling for like 60K Bitcoin. Like they call Bitcoin like every day. So like the idea that this guy is moving the market is dumb.
No, that's comical.
No, it's more so because all the other like CoinDesk and everyone like. Like everyone wants to see the market. Like there's so much money on the sideline because they missed it, right? I mean, even Wall Street missed majority of the stock market rally, and it's one of the greatest, like it's one of like top three most like sharp ratio based stock market rallies we've had. Like it's once in a century type of stock market rally that we've had in 2023, right? So everyone wants shit to dump. So the moment they see any sign of anybody being bearish, everybody loves it because it's like psychological, right? It fulfills your own bias. It's like, yeah, I'm on the sideline. I want this shit to dump. Oh shit, this guy, he seems like kind of maybe a smart guy. And then you see it across all the headlines and you're like, yeah, it's all fucking going down. Let's go. And then you pile on, you start shorting and that pushes the market down. And so you have this like, you know, like ladder effect because that's amazing because that means this is how many people have missed it. And this is how bad people want the market to dump. Like the reversal was ruthless. Like, look at you, Solana hit like 81 and then went boom to 97. Like, that's the real proxy is how vicious the reversal was. That V-shaped rally on that 15 minute was insane. I mean, the amount, like, C hit an all-time high within the next 25 minutes. Arbitrum hit an all-time high. Yeah, I'm not saying like, reversal. All-time
wild.
High.
Leverage flush, the textbook, right? Then, I mean, it's nothing.
So what do you think? What do you think happens this time next week is going to be what 10th of January? We should have gotten to the deadline and stuff. Hopefully, it gets approved, but you know, who knows? It may not. Where do you think things are this time next week?
If it gets approved, one would assume that Bitcoin's going to go right up back up to 45K. But then you got to, I mean, like, is it going to roll back over and kind of be a short term sell the news just because the flows aren't going to be instant? You know, it's going to take time. That's kind of like how I see it, but I don't know.
I mean, I think, first of all, everyone is calling for sell the news, right?
Yeah, so, yeah. Well, it's going to be impulse up, no matter what.
So I think what's going to happen is you're going to get that pump on news. You'll see a reversal because everyone's going to be like, okay, sell, 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 take profits, yeah, which is fine. Shorts pile in. You'll see a dump. There's going to be so many shorts piled in. You'll see that second squeeze. And in that squeeze, everyone's going to be like, oh, shit, we're actually not going to get that dump. They're going to pile in. We're going to break through the previous local high. Then you're going to see the dump. And that's not going to be a dump where we go to like 35K. It's going to go like 47K 10%. To 42K. Like that's what's going to happen. Like, it's not that, like, it's like, you know, unlocks, right? Like, unlocks, everybody got so short on unlocks, get so bearish on unlocks, and there's, I don't think I've ever seen an unlock or airdrop that's been bearish. Like, it always pumps. You get that first dip, and then boom, you go to new high. Like, because the market microstructure becomes like that, because everybody starts getting short, and then it just becomes, like, it's just free money, because, like, everyone's going to get squeezed. Everyone's going to lever up and short. Why? Because everyone's on the sideline, and they know nothing but shorting. So then that will create that second level of liquidations, and we'll hit a new local high. And in that new local high, everyone's going to pile in into long, because they're going to be like, oh, we actually are not going to get that dump that we wanted. And then that dump's going to come. That's I think, the move we're going to have. And then we'll consolidate. And then as money flow comes in, we'll keep going. I mean, listen, BlackRock sales, Fidelity sales, Vanguard, like all these sales teams have been trained. They've already been starting getting trained over the last 3 weeks. Like, everyone's being trained. Like, like top level, like managing directors, analysts, VPs, they're all being trained on Bitcoin, how they need to be pitching, all the specifications around it. BlackRock's not going to be training their people if they don't see upside in it, right? Bitcoin and crypto is the opt out on finance, on traditional finance. You buy the Bitcoin, you opt out on traditional finance. Now, you're not opting out anymore. Now, opting into Bitcoin, traditional finance gets their fees, gets their upside too. So, and it's a lot of volatility. It means more fees. So, all the big guys are going to be pushing it. They don't care about, you know, price going up and down. They just want money. So, now, for the first time in history, they have the upside. Opting into crypto is no longer opting out on finance. Right, so they're gonna get all that upside. So it's gonna be that 10-year TWAP's gonna start. So it's not gonna be that quick pump to 65, 70K, but we're gonna get that the constant bid in the market for the next 5 years, and it's gonna be all macro related, anyways. Now it's gonna be more macro related than it's ever been.
But yeah, my view on this now is that we can keep going here. Like, we had a big flush out now, so like everyone was scared of the leverage moves. I think you will get it'll be more volatile. Obviously, people will be trying to push one way or another, because they'll try and push momentum immediately after that decision and be like, oh, that's what we're going to do, and then we'll swing the other way. But for me, I think everyone's trying to be a bit cute about, I personally have felt since 26K on Bitcoin that people were under-invested. Like, I just felt like people missed that move because it was so violent from a period of it being crap for months, right? It was just so bad, that period that preceded that. And everyone was just kind of like, you know, fuck this. ETH was like, ETH could barely get above 1600. Like, Solana was in the teens, and fucking Bitcoin was just ranging. And I've always felt on the way out that people felt underinvested. And like you said, the first move here, I think, would be people being like, right, I need to buy this dip because I didn't buy that. So if it goes below 40K or whatever, they'll be rushing to buy it. My personal view is that now you've had that leverage spike, that leverage wipeout. I don't see us having a violent move, like a really violent move down. Like, I don't see us hitting like the mid-30s or like high 30s. So for me, like, I think we can push on. Like, I think now the decision has got far less volatility than it would have had. Like, if we got the decision today, we could have really seen fucking wicks. Like, we could have hit 50 and 35 in the same day. Like, it could have really gone. But now I feel like it's probably a bit more muted. It's more like 47, 42, like you said. And then I probably think we're gonna head higher. Like, I think we're gonna head towards 50. I think we're gonna run. Yeah.
If today didn't happen, for sure. For sure. Today really reset everything to get that next leg up. 100%. 100%.
Yeah, I mean, the move that happened, it kind of reminds me of like some of those old CPI move patterns where it fucking nuked down, flush leverage, and
then
go right back up.
Exactly. Exactly.
You think the ETF's going to cause volatility to dampen now that you got these big players?
100%.
Markets,
Markets going to be more efficient.
Like more of a QWOP type thing, like you said, where it's just going to be way less volatility and just kind of grind in both ways.
Majors are going to have less volatility. I mean, so much more liquidity is going to come into the ecosystem, right? Market's going to be more efficient. You're going to have more market makers coming in. You're going to see the resurgence of TradFi, like market making desks again, like you had. They kind of popped up, like they always pop up in the bull markets, like 2021, 2017, like, you know, Goldman, JP Morgan, they're going to have their market making desks come back. But yeah, market's only getting more efficient. You're not going to see that, like Solana's move that we just had, which is, you could say, kind of like a huge wealth creation move that we've had over the last 2 months. I think that's going to be very muted in majors going forward. I mean, I think that maybe this might have been one of the last ones that we have seen in probably our lifetime for now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not going to see, now there's going to be that perennial bid on all these majors no matter what, right? Because there's always people going to be, especially if Bitcoin's successful, like ETF, you know, there's going to be ETF. Then there's going to be other major ETFs, like major coins. Like, there's no reason that it's probably not a Solana ETF or like a combo ETF of five majors. You know how you, like, you have all the S&P, like, you know, the mid cap, major cap. Like, there's going to be all those stupid ETFs coming out, which means there's going to be that constant support at various levels. So, and at the same time, you'll have that upside cap too, right? Like, that's, it's just going to be more efficient, which means more is going to go to the high risk stuff, like meme coins and stuff like that. Because that's the only way you're going to be able to make those big gains anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, the market's definitely going to get more efficient. I mean, you're seeing it already, right? You're seeing it today. Today was a great example. The reversal that you saw was just unreal. Like, I mean, it was instant. Like, if this was like 2022 or 2020, early 2023, it would have dumped to, like, say, for example, like what happened, like, take Solana, for example, you dumped down to $80 from what, 110? You probably would have got to 85 and just consolidated there. You wouldn't have seen this vicious all the way back up to 100. You know what I mean? So I think that alone shows. And plus also, you got to remember, the shorts in the system, there's not that, like, there were more longs right now, but right now, like at this moment, shorts and longs are kind of equal. So if you see a big dump, you have a natural support by the shorts, because the shorts are going to cover, right? So that's going to get you a natural support in the market. And then the longs are going to come in, they're going to start buying, showing support. So when you have that equal long short, that's a great thing for the market, because that's just going to have a natural support, because you're always going to have a short covering that's going to support the market. So net, I think if this flush hadn't happened, I would have thought we'd see some good flushes post-ETF. But now, I mean, what there's nothing to liquidate.
Yeah. So let's go into what's been going on for the last few months, because I know we've been talking about majors a lot today, but we see you dancing around in shitcoins. We see you dancing around in different chains. Like, what have you been making money on recently, Wiz? Like, what's your strategy when you come in each day?
Yeah. So, what was nice is I was able to catch the narrative of Solana meme coin season kind of before it started. So, like, when Bonk was sitting at, like, you know, 50 million, 100 million in that area, I was able to jump on. It was less, like, it was more, like, I don't know if anything major popped out. Like, Bonk was kind of nice. It was getting a lot of volume. And for some reason, it just felt like people, like on ETH, everybody was just waiting for the existing meme coins to start moving, right? Like, there's nothing new coming. So you got the existing ones like Pepe, the Harry Potter one, Smurf Cat, Mog, and so on. And nothing on them, but a lot of people are long all those things, right? That, again, it's the same thing. A lot of people will make money that bought those dips. And in the market, especially in meme coins, the way I've learned is that those things never end up making in that second or third wave, right? Like, when it starts consolidating, that reversal is very, very rare. It's like once in like a very rare opportunity to get that. So I didn't see anything new coming up. So I was like, all right, Solana's getting some action with Bonk. And Miro was this the dog of one of the founders. That was getting some action. So that kind of pulled me onto Solana. And so I caught those waves. Like I didn't catch the full Bonk wave, but I caught the Miro wave. And I caught like majority of all those small coins coming up. And that kind of went like parabolic once like Bonk hit a billion, right? Then you had this sustainable, once that hit a billion and had the volume, I saw that, and we kind of talked about that a little bit, Mando, is that if we saw, I saw the sustainability of meme coin season. So I was like, okay, if this hits a billion, we should get a couple hundred million coins. Like when Paper hit a billion, I was like, okay, we should get a couple billion. So we had Bob, Wojak, and a couple coins came up. Yeah. And there were no $100 million coins. There was Myra was the second biggest, sitting, it hit 50. And I was like, okay, there's gotta be something coming. So I just spray and pray at that point. And the one I missed, which is the one they kept telling me about it, the meme coins, they would always was whip, right? The hat. I mean, they kept commenting at 100K MCAP. I was watching it and it was just so stupid. And that's something I kind of faded myself, because the more stupid it is, the more I go in. And it was like the stupid of the stupid. Like, it's a dog with a hat, doesn't make any sense. And that's the same thing I missed Harry Potter on, which is so funny. I missed that, you know, you'd think I'd buy it. I was like, it's just so dumb. And I faded myself on it. And like my own thesis, my own, like exactly what I look for in coins, I faded it, and then that pumped, right? But then that's okay, that pumped, I missed that. But then
it's funny, just to interject slightly, like the guy does the cartoons every day with me for the newsletter, Bold Leonidas. I heard him speaking about it the other day. He was like, barely any meme coins ever make me laugh. Like the only ones he's ever had that made him laugh was Ticker Bitcoin. And I think he said like dog with hats. Like once an actual meme coin makes you laugh with the content they're putting out, that shit can actually go crazy.
Yeah. No, you know, one of the things they did really great was they kept commenting on like everyone's Twitter. And like it was just viral on Twitter. They kept like that Twitter game was strong. And then it was just so stupid. And then the nice thing was they were dead for so long that there was no like all the KOLs from original, everybody who had supply, they all papered it, right? So nobody was, the only people who were there were true believers, really, who were like, yo, I'm a fucking dog with hat. This is amazing. Right, so those are the kind of things that like so I got in the egg dog or whatever, like similar kind of idea, which was great. There was an AI coin that hit 50 million. That was great. So I just kept doing that, and then I was like, it was muscle memory. Like last cycle, and you know, I Hasaka talks about this a lot too. The order books, whether it's meme coin, whether it's, you know, your psychology, it's muscle memory, and the 2021 crew is still around. They're still the ones kind of running stuff. I was like, what's going to be next? AVAX. Every time Solana pumped, AVAX pumped with it. And you saw that in the order books. You saw the same like guys who were market making and pumping Solana were pumping AVAX. So I was like, all right, let me find the coin. And there was a coin that was at 10 million called Coke or Cock or whatever, right? COQ. And that was the bonk of AVAX. And I was like, fuck it, all in. And that ended up hitting 250 million, you know, where I kind of exited a good chunk. And it was nothing to it. It was just follow exactly what's been done before, which is when Solana pumps, AVAX pumps. I even longed AVAX as Solana was pumping, and it started pumping too. And I just kept rotating. I was like, you know what? The new meta is every chain is gonna have their major coin that's gonna get pumped by the founders, which is what Bonk did. Bonk, I mean, was 100% like the founders bought the market makers on it. They're the ones who like pushed it. Behind the scenes, they were engaging with Myro, they were engaging with all the other dog coins, maybe with the Bonk, dog with a hat, everything, right? And then Injective, same thing. They started doing that on Ninja. That thing pumped to like 40, 50 million. Then you had Nola on Arbitrum started moving. Then you had, I mean, it's the same thing again and again and again. Like it was just, you move from chain, you just throw something at it that's under 1 million, that's the main coin. That's a dog of or cat of the founder. And that was an easy 200, 300X. And like literally as left curve as you can get. And that's literally what's printed me. I mean, it's been like, it reminds me of the dog season of 2020. It kind of reminds me of the good morning, good night season. It was the same thing. Good morning went to 500 million. You knew good night is going to go to at least 100. Then you knew friends going to go to at least 50. I mean, it's just that. Like if dog would have got there, then dog with pants should get to at least 10 million. If egg dog should get to at least 20, you know what I mean? It sounds stupid, but that's the research and that's what printed. And then end of the day, it's about protecting your profits. You get in. And I saw that in the season too, especially everybody who started moving from ETH to Solana. They came in like when dog with hat was at like 250, 300 million. And I knew it. you're seeing these people coming in droves. It's just going to dump. They're all going to caught, you know, holding the bag. And you see this every cycle. Nobody wants to take profits. You saw this in the flush today in majors. Everyone who's on leverage, no one wants to take profits. They're like, yeah, yeah, I'll take, but it's going to go a little bit more. Oh, it dumped a little bit. But you know what? It's okay. We're going to get a reversal. We're going to hit a little bit of a midway on the high. I'm definitely going to sell then. And nobody does that. And you don't get that local high again. And it goes to the next dump. And it gets to the next dump. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to buy the dip because I would have entered at 100 million because I entered at 250 million. So 100 million is great. And then it dumps again. And it goes to zero. And you're like, oh, I hate the system. Crypto's a scam. I've lost it. Like, it's the exact same pattern I see again and again and again and again and again. Nothing changes.
So what's your strategy about getting out of these things once you're in them?
Oh, it does not. The moment I'm in, the moment I hit 2-3x, even 50% I hit, I start unwinding. I mean, we talked about this too, KBM. It does not matter. I'll start selling $500 to $1,000 every hour to 2 hour. Doesn't matter how much conviction I have. My biggest bag, I have to, because I will never be able to unwind. Because I don't get into like these coins with like $500 or $1,000, right? Like I got in, I'm going in size. I'm trying to get 2%, 3%. And then usually because I'm a KOL, the devs will, toss me some coins to get like exposure, right? So for me, it's all about getting as much I can unwind, because I will bag hold. Like if I get in 2% into a position, 3%, there's no way I can unwind that unless I have to skim out. Because if I dump big portion, I'll destroy the chart. If I start skimming out way too much, all the other people are going to see it and they're going to be like, yo, big whale unloading, front him. Then I'm fucked anyways. So for me, what I found is $500 to 1,000. That's it. Every few hours, literally, I have zero market impact. If you have any market impact on a meme coin on entry or exit, you're a horrible trader. Like those wicks you see all the time, I mean, that is stupid.
Are you calling out OSF at this stage or what?
What you guys, I hear OSF makes
OSF famous for his wicks, man.
I just love doing it. It's just like I kind of like get off the big wicks, you know what I mean?
Man, I can't. It's just the moment you wick in, everyone will unload on you. Like every time you see that big wick comes in, everybody unloads on you. It's because you can't do that. It's same thing if you didn't try.
He's more of like unloading on people. He does the opposite. He paints the chart straight down.
Who, OSF?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. OSF just dumping like 100 ETH at a time.
In a drop wallet. It's like, this guy leaves a mark.
Swap. Now, I'll tell you, the thing that's got me the most success is literally coming in into a position like in chunks, like small chunks, and just DCA in and DCA out. But do not wait to hit like that 100x, 500x. It does not matter. Go for that constant compound. So go for that 2x, 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 2x. You will do better than anybody who hit like 1,000x. Like, I didn't hit anything that made me like $1 million in this run, but I hit so many 100Ks and 150Ks that I ended up doing better than like most people who made like $1 million something. Because you know what? Like so many of the positions I got in, if you go back and look, yeah, they would have been like a $3 million position, $4 million position. I came out with 200K, 300K. But the probability of that happening is so low. But if I can get like a high probability 100K right away, is way better than wait. Like, there's not like there's one out of 10,000 coins that become Pepe. There's one in 20,000 coins that become Bonk. Like, but the mentality of crypto and meme coin investors is that they think every coin is going to be Pepe. Every coin is going to be Bong. Every coin is going to be Dog with App. Like, it gives me early BAYC energies. You know, like these classic things is the mentality of meme coin, which is great. You know, honestly, I don't like seeing these things out too much because I need these people to lose money so I can make money. like 100%. It's all a zero-sum game, right? So I need these people to come in.
Let's talk about it a little bit. Like, how often do you lose money? Because like you're saying you want to get 2x. I reckon a lot of people in the meme coin world are dying for a 2x. Like, they probably just, they get in and they get wrecked, and then they get in and they get wrecked, and they get in and they get wrecked. Like,
yeah. So one rule, so for example, in my Telegram, or even in my, in general for me, one important rule I have, I almost never get into a coin if I want to put in a small piece above 1 million, right? If I see a ton of volume coming in, then I'll go in above a million, so 5 million, 10 million, but then I'm only going in, then my upside, I cap myself. So if I go above 5 million coin, 10 million coin, I'm shooting for a 30% return, 50% return. Quick return, but 50% return. That's something people miss, because they'll go in into a 10 million coin and be like, okay, I'm going to get out at a billion. But I go into a 5 million coin, I'm going to be like, I'm going to be out at a 15 million. Because it's the same thing. Out of 10,000 coins at a launch, one will make it to a billion. Out of 10,000 coins at a launch, maybe four will make it to 100 million. Out of 10,000 coins at a launch, maybe 10 make it to 25 million. Maybe out of those, 15 make it to 10 million. And that's it. That's it. There's going to be 9,750 coins out of 10,000 that are going to go to zero, right? So if you stagger yourself, like I lose a lot too on coins. Like they'll end up going to zero. I'll get rugged or something like that. But if I am like, okay, at 10 million, I'll get out. Doesn't matter. And I'll never look at the chart again. That's it. Move on to the next one. People will come in. It goes to 50 million. They'll come back in. Like, oh, shit, this might actually go to a billion. Like, no, it won't. Two coins in the last few years have made it to a billion. It was Bonk and Pepe. Like, but you know how many coins have been launched? Over 15,000 meme coins have been launched. So the probability is so low. That's all I play with. So I'll just play with the probabilities. Like, okay, if I enter a coin about 5 million, I'll only enter and I'll get out at 10, 15 million. Like, I'm going for small scalp. Don't look at charts again after. It's all psychology. People will look at it again. And they, you know, you see on Twitter every time, oh, if I held this, I would have made millions. Somebody else sees that and they're like, oh, I'm going to keep holding because I saw that guy's tweet and I don't want that to happen to me. Like, I don't care. People call me Jeets, right? They love saying that Jeet. Fuck yeah. Jeet means I'm making money. Means I'm a profit maker. I'm King Jeet. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? I'm a profit maxi. But I don't want everybody else to be like, I want everybody to hold because this is the next Bonk. This is the next PayPay. You know what I mean? Like, they need to lose so I can make money. So I need them to lose money. So I don't want everybody to, you know, get out at 2x. If everybody starts cheating, then I'm not going to be able to make money. But yeah, that is how you really crush it in meme coins. Is you don't go for the big gains. Like, you, all these guys, GCR, Hasaka, these guys all trade meme coins. Their biggest gains are not on Bitcoin, on Solana, and all that. It's on meme coins. Because they'll come in with a 200, 300K entry in something that has 30, 40 million value, and they'll get out at 50%. A quick 150K in their pocket? Are you kidding me? I don't need to make millions. I'll take that quick 150K. And that's why meme coins are the greatest value extractor from the 99% to the 1%. Because the rich people who have money who go into meme coins are not trying to make a ton of money. They just want everybody who wants to hold to a billion to keep holding. And I just get out in the 2X and I take all that liquidity and I fuck off. That's it. It's a great, greatest transfer of
wealth. All the meme coin guys watching this must just be like, damn. Yeah,
that's why I don't like talking about this too much. But that is the greatest alpha out there, man. Is that don't go for the crazy upside.
I think it boils down to like singles and doubles add up to a lot more than people think.
Add up exactly. That's all I tell my community. And keep a moon bag. Keep a moon bag. This is not the thing. People never keep moon bags. People just zero themselves out. Like, if I'm in a position, I assume right away, there's no way I'll be able to get at least 50% of this, right? Everyone's trying to extract every last dollar and then they destroy the chart too. If I can get 50% out, so if I have like something that I have $100,000 profit, if I can get 50,000 profit, I'm fucking very happy. And that's something a lot of people don't get because they're like, I want that whole 100,000. And when that 100,000 becomes 75,000, they don't want to sell because they saw the 100,000 before. So they want to wait again until they hit that 100,000. You know what I mean? So they'll never dump and then they'll bag hold to zero. I mean, it's trading meme coins. There's a lot of money to be made if you do it right. There's also a lot of money to be lost if you don't do it right. And 99% don't do it right, which is great.
Is the meme coin market still hot right now? It seems like it cooled off a little bit as soon as I got in. All the
yeah, you got pretty close to the top. That's
I mean, I had to get in at some point. You're never too late.
Yeah,
it's the top.
And I mean, it's still hot. It's not as hot as it was. Like, which dog was hot at? Like 150, 120 million now?
Yeah, 120, 110,
Bong,
I think.
Bong dropped more than 60%. So I think you need those majors to kind of consolidate and pump again for the meme coins to come back. But there's stuff going, like small stuff, you know, go to 10, 15 million. But it's a great time to buy some good coins like that have dumped, because when they start moving again, the ones that sustain the dump, to sustain the dump in meme coins means something very different, right? Something, if it only dumps 75%, that's really good. If something dumped 90 to 95%, that's kind of dead. That's not coming back. But if something dumped and still sitting about 5, 10 million, that was sitting at, say, 25 to 50 million before, there's a good chance that community is holding and will come back. Like, those things are very important, like having a good community around the coin, having good socials, good teams. People discount community a lot. Like volume is great, but a good, strong community is very important. And that's one of the reasons, like, Bonk and Dog Riff Hat did so good, is that they had no volume. They had no socials, all that initially. It was just community. It was just people hanging out, just in these Telegram chats, doing nothing, just vibing, literally. And those, they crushed it. And people, those kind of things are very, like, people don't give that enough waiting sometimes, but some of the best meme coin traders I know who find stuff early, like under 200K, under 300K market cap and ride it to 100 million, like, the stuff they'll tell you is that number one is community, number two is a great chart, number three is volume. Community is so strong. It is crypto, remember. As Bitcoin became Bitcoin, because those initial community on Bitcoin were just held and started shilling it to everyone. You have to work your bags. So if you have a good, strong community, they'll work their bags. Like, people commenting on your, like, the amount of great alpha I've gotten from just comments on my Twitter is unreal. But yeah.
Yeah, I think another thing you had some arguments with people on Twitter about was liquidity of a meme coin versus the volume that's going off. And I kind of agreed with you on that one. That, like, it doesn't matter the fucking what's in the lick pool if the volume's fucking 10 million or 100 million.
No, yeah. So that's, like, something very important.
Yeah.
Like, people who, especially who are new, and you'll see this FUD all the time. Oh, look at the liquidity. Like, this is dangerous. Like, no, bro. Like PayPay had, at 100 million, they had like a million in liquidity. You know what I mean? And people are like, yo, and this, I love these comments always. Like, how did you make 5 million? There's only 1 million in liquidity. Like, it's, there's a 100 million volume, bro. Like, what do you mean? You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
And then people,
like, and that's usually, that's the best way to dox yourself as a pleb on meme coins, is saying that there's not enough liquidity for this. You know what I mean? Meme coins run on 5-10%. That's why they pump, right? And then you skim out. You skim out into the volume. And that's why, like, you could sell $1 million on a coin that's only at, say, 25 million market cap with maybe 500,000 liquidity, and you can still make $1 million, right? Because they'll have like 100 million in volume sometimes. Like, it's unreal. And being able, that's why you skim. That's why you DCA out. You don't full stack. You go slowly, like, go $500,000 a time, swap. And this way, you never fuck up the chart. You have no market impact. And your moon bag still keep going up, because you don't want to fuck up your moon bag either, right? So if you dump it, you're gonna fuck up the rest of your own bag, and then it just becomes a cascading effect. So if you get into a coin and you end up making a huge bag, never market dump. Skim out. Take your time and skim out. This way, everybody wins, because you can skim out in volume.
What do you think of? We've had, like, the meme coin markets. I mean, it took a big hit today, obviously, but the last 2 or 3 days it's been losing a bit of steam. Do you think we see, like, a bounce back for it? Like, I think on Solana, you have a bunch of airdrops coming. You have a Jupiter airdrop, which can be pretty big for everyone who's, like, basically trading shit coins. But do you think, like, we're at a point now where it just dies off for a bit and comes back? Or do you think with the ETF and airdrops and stuff, we could have, like, a near-term, like, reinvigoration of it?
What you need a catalyst for sure. So airdrops are obviously catalysts. So you got Jupiter, I think, is coming up, and a few other. I think ETH has a couple of airdrops coming too. So airdrops are obviously very bullish. I mean, airdrops are not just bullish for themselves. You should always buy an airdrop coin, but it's bullish for NFTs, for shitcoin. I think you need something to pump again like crazy. So the first Solana wave was driven by Bonk and Miro. The second one was by Dog with Fab, right? So you need either one of these two to kind of come back and bring volume, or you need something new to come out and bring volume. Otherwise, you're just going to be in that, not dead, but like consolidation. But I don't see why we don't see another 100 million coin that's sitting right now at maybe, you know, I don't know, like 1 million. Like, I don't see why we don't see something else run to 100 million plus, 200 million. Like, I mean, it's always the stupidest stuff, the stuff that you have no idea that ends up pumping. We need to see some consolidation, though. Today, obviously, a lot of fear got spread in the market, especially a lot of money on the sideline. A lot of money that got taken out is probably not going to come back in for a little while. But yeah, airdrops for sure. ETF, we'll see more pump on majors. You know what was a nice thing with the Solana thing? Was that usually on ETH, you need consolidation for meme coin market to run or NFT market to run. What happened in Solana was very cool, is that Solana kept pumping and meme coins kept pumping. So that's a nice base to set. That's how it used to be in 2021. You saw meme coins ran and ETH run, which was great. But this is all cyclical. It maybe comes on some other chain, maybe Arbitrum. Arbitrum has one of the biggest asymmetric meme coin markets. Like the KVL to meme coin market, like the biggest meme coin on Arbitrum is probably like 5 million to 10 million. Like the entire meme coin market is 15 million. It has one of the highest TVLs in the entire blockchain space. So like if that meme coin market, like market runs, and they have been, Arbitrum in the last cycle had $1 billion coins, meme coins. So Arbitrum has the potential to have a ridiculous meme coin market run there. So, and then the nice thing is the team also has been engaging a lot of meme coins and stuff like that. So there's a lot of potential. So I could see something big happen.
I do love this. I do love how like the foundations now are just like all in on meme coins. Like after the AVAX Foundation said it was essentially just
they know it's the volume driver. This is why. It's the volume driver for these chains that are ghost chains otherwise.
Nothing drives so, yeah, volume.
Anyone with large TVL. Exactly. Anyone with large TVL or has like or the foundation has a ton of tokens for like AVAX, Matic. Like I'm surprised Matic hasn't done it as well.
It doesn't do more.
Yeah.
Because it has decent TVL, right? So like great you TVL. Can imagine any of these they're just gonna do. But yeah, I like any of them with TVL. So like Solana, AVAX, Arbitrum, and then like maybe Matic.
AVAX was so blatant. They put like a whole piece out and we're like, yeah, the foundation is gonna be like buying meme coins. Like what? Like that's amazing.
It's wild.
Yeah.
So do you think we get back to a stage where like 21 where you have like every meme coin is like $100-200 million market cap, you have a few of them that are billion, you have like maybe like the mega ones that are like 20, 30, 40. Do we see that this cycle, or are we all just like, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Remember that spreadsheet?
You'll
remember that spreadsheet of all the dog coins?
Yeah, that spreadsheet of all that guy with all the dog coins, which is like
bought like
just look at the more. Yeah, look at the last like dog season, you had so many coins go to 1 billion. Like you had so Doge kind of like was the main driver, right? But you had Shiba got launched. Shiba got to what? 30, 40 billion after, maybe more. Actually, Shiba crossed Doge, so it was way higher.
Yeah.
And Shiba got destroyed when Vitalik, who had 50% of Shiba supply, just nuked it all. Shiba was dead. And then it started this journey to be crossing Doge, right? Shiba's the only one that ever crossed Doge. Then you had Floki, right? Floki came out. Floki was one of the greatest launches, Dogecoin launches we had. Like, I remember the day when Floki launched, it was insane. Then you had all the other, these were the derivatives. Doge Elon, that crossed a billion. You had, I even forget somebody, the Doge Elon Mars. I forget, but there were so many that hit 500 to a billion. All, like, variations of Elon, dog coins. Like Floki was was that Elon's dog? Or I'm pretty sure, I forget. But you had, like, these all hit a billion. A proper meme coin season, like the one we just had on Solana, like, that's like, that was a good one, right? That was like PayPay season we had, times a little bit bigger. Because well, it broke 2 billion, right? It was Bonk, I forget.
Yeah, Bonk went 3 billion, yeah.
Okay, so there you go. So Bonk...
And it was cool. It was a bull market as well, so like,
yeah, it just, so it's like a bull market meme coin, right? So the next, I mean, we're still in a bull market, like, nothing's changed. We're still in a bull market. There's no, this is one of the funniest things I keep seeing on Twitter. When the bull market comes, this coin will fall. Like, bro, we're in the bull market, stocks are at all time highs. Crypto is like a 30% of its all time high. Like, what do you mean, bull market? We're in it now. You need to know when to sell, right? So, that's one thing to remember, is that as this bull market keeps going, you're going to be at a point when the next season of meme coins is going to start. You're going to see a lot of billion-dollar meme coins. Like a bull market meme coin has multiple billion-dollar, like, stupid things, like dog coin. And it's almost never an existing coin. And I'm sorry for people bag-holding coins. It's not. It's the next billion-dollar coin is not going to be some coin that pumped like crazy and dumped right now, and you're, like, in the bull market, that's going to go to 5, 10, 20 billion. It's not going to happen. I've seen this since 2017. It, like, I'm sorry, like, you know, it's not. Like, the coin that pumped and dumped and came down and is consolidating, it's not going to pump. It's not going to pump $2 billion, I'm sorry. What's going to pump is going to be something else that's going to be really stupid that's going to come out. Like Dog with Hat that sits at 100K or something right now, and that's going to go to $1 billion. And we're all going to miss it, don't worry. And we'll all jump in at 100 million. We'll take a ride to 250, 300. People are going to come in at 250, they're going to bag hold back down to zero, and that's going to consolidate to 10 million, and then they'll wait for the next pump and be like, hey, in the next bull market, this thing's going to pump again. And it's not. And it's going to be a new, and this is the same thing that happens again and again and again. And that's exactly what's going to happen again.
Yeah.
So if your coin has not pumped and you're waiting for the bull market to pump, it's probably not going to pump, bro. Well,
we had another insightful fucking show here. Now we're running out of time already. You want to fucking tell everyone how not to get wrecked in these meme coins?
Sorry, what's the question?
How not to get wrecked in meme coins. Whoa, what just happened in the market?
As much as I would love for you to hold so that I can make money by dumping on you, take profits, skim out, doesn't matter what it is, skim out a little bit. Don't ever skim out as much where you'll impact the chart, but skim out enough. Take your initials off after a few X, after 30, 40%, whatever it may be. Try not to get into coins that have pumped a lot. Buy the dip, sell the rip, and you'll be fine in your crypto journey.
Bitcoin with the full retrace off the pump earlier. It just had a 1,000-point gap down, but right back up.
Wow.
So it's a liquid out there right now. Be careful if you're using leverage, that's for sure. Anyway, we got Robit loot box spins today again. So we're going to run those real quick. Feel free to stick around if you want, Wiz. And OSF, you want to give the last code real quick?
He should let Wiz go. He's really family.
Dude, you can go. Okay. Thanks for coming on.
All right, guys.
Wiz. Bye.
Thanks again. Good luck to everyone. Bye.
Yes. Bye.
Okay, so yeah, we got Robit spins. I don't know. You guys want to talk about how we're setting that up and give the code?
Yeah.